Hi, Chad.
What's going on, guys?
Get started with Jess Kleinschmidt.
Hey, Chad, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. It sounds like none of your teammates or Bob or anyone is surprised by any of these awesome catches you make. So what do you credit to your defensive success?
Just getting reads in the outfield during BP. I think that's the biggest thing you can do in the outfield. And today I was actually joking around with some of the guys out there. Today it was abnormal how many balls I got during BP to get some balls off the bat. So it paid off a little bit today.
Matt Kawahara.
Hey, Chad. Greinke is obviously a guy who will change things up, you know, outing to outing. But what was he doing today that you kind of noted was particularly effective?
I mean, he just kept us off balance with the slider, with the curveball, mixing that in there. Being able to put his heater on both sides of the plate. I mean, you know, he's Zach Greinke for a reason and pitched a great game today.
Martin Gallegos.
Chad, what did you just notice as far as difference from last year, obviously without fans and having, you know, the crowd noise today, and they're obviously pretty loud for the starting intros and even during the game. How did you just see that overall?
Yeah, it's awesome getting people back in the stands. It's just a different energy. You know, you can't hear every single thing that each dugout is saying. And, you know, there's energy in the ballpark, and it was fun to have people back out there.
Matt Kawahara.
Do you feel like was that just an adjustment that you guys had to make to playing in front of real live people here?
I'm sorry?
Was it an adjustment at all that you felt like you guys had to make just playing in front of a larger crowd than you were seeing in spring?
No, I mean, I think for the most part, you know, guys are used to having people in the stands. I think the adjustment was last year not having them and just having them in the stands today was, you know, kind of back to business as usual.
Simone?
Usually the first game doesn't really matter. Does this loss kind of sting a little bit more just because it's the Astros, or are you just taking it as the first game, we'll move on?
I mean, I think that's kind of a two-part answer. You know, every single game does matter. You know, you can look back in September and think about games you dropped in April when you're fighting for a playoff spot. So every single game, it matters, whether it's the Astros or the Mariners. It doesn't matter who we're playing or it's game one or game 75. Each game does matter. And, you know, obviously it's not the foot we want to start out on, but we'll come back and play some baseball tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Chad.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chad.